This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll free to join us at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian.
And Mark.
Coming up a little bit later on this evening, 10:30 Eastern Time, Mark, you wanted to do an after show, which we normally can't do on Saturday nights. Because on LRN.FM, which is our little internet network that we have, it's also available on free-to-air satellite, but there's actually a show that comes up after us usually on Saturday nights, Vincent's show, which is called Questioning Authority, but he is ill, so he's called out for tonight, which means we can do an after show. So we're going to do that at 10:30 Eastern Time PM. You can watch it on Twitch and DLive. These are two video streaming platforms on the internet, both generally designed for gamers to stream video game streams.
Sure.
And that's,
but we can talk about racier things there than
yes.
we can on the regular public airwaves. And there hasn't been very many Freer Talk Lives where you and I are on the air.
True. Maybe a couple.
Yeah,
one or two.
And so, I mean, and it's been some time.
Well, normally your wife wants you to come home, so I'm not sure how you got out of it tonight.
Well, I mean, I want to come home, too. I can decide not to go home anytime I want.
Yeah.
Those are decisions I make. I don't think she sees the value in us producing additional content when we produce already 21
hours
of radio
yeah.
per week.
But there is some value to being able to talk about a story that we couldn't like if we were going to talk about this story that you have
yeah.
on the air on broadcast radio, we'd have to dance around how we discussed it and
right. This story is racy. Yeah.
Yeah. So stay tuned after the show on twitch.lrn.fm. And speaking of Twitch, they were in the news this week as well because hey, here's some news. Turns out you can get guns in Germany.
Yeah, well, I knew that.
Yeah. Well, if you're not the government, like they've got all kinds of restrictions on guns, right, over in Europe,
they
Germany
have all kinds
especially.
Germany has some restrictions on gun ownership, but you can get a license to own guns. Yep.
Well, all their restrictions did not get in the way of a synagogue shooter. Wednesday's shooting in the eastern German city of Halle, outside of a synagogue, according to CNBC.com, was live streamed on Amazon's Twitch service.
Mm.
The video itself was 35 minutes long. Two people were killed in the attack, said German police. Twitch spokesperson said, quote, "We are shocked and saddened by the tragedy that took place in Germany today, and our deepest condolences go out to all those affected. Twitch has a zero-tolerance policy against hateful conduct, and any act of violence is taken extremely seriously. We're working with urgency to remove this content and permanently suspend any accounts found to be posting or reposting content of this abhorrent act." Twitch posted a series of tweets on the matter late Wednesday, claiming that it was approximately five people who watched the stream while it was live. Twitch said the recording of the stream was subsequently viewed by about 2,200 people in the, quote, 30 minutes before the video was flagged and removed from Twitch. So I suspect that was enough time for one of those 2,200 people to rip the video,
yeah.
Download it, and
it exists on the internet. It's the Streisand effect.
Upload it elsewhere.
I can't say I'm delighted by the notion of somebody doing violent things on live stream, but I am not delighted by the notion of some organization saying we're just not going to let live, violent video exist on our platform. It's their platform; they can do what mm-hmm. they want, but. I mean, you know, there's value from a news standpoint of people having this video.
Okay, now this does bring up an interesting discussion that is, I think is worth talking about on the question of if you are allowing this video of this murderer, flashing his violence, using his violence, hurting peaceful people, if you're allowing this video to continue to exist. Yeah, I see your argument that, okay, there's a newsworthy aspect to it. People should be able to see what happened. But on the other hand, there's a strong argument that by putting this and continuing to host this video on their service, that they're giving this person what they wanted.
Yeah,
this person wanted attention. This person wanted people to watch him commit these murders, and ultimately they're feeding into that by simply allowing the video to continue. So
I see it. I mean, I see the point. It's almost as if putting a, crazed lunatic that has called in for the 6 years on the air over and over again, when that's what he wants, because then when he picks up the telephone, makes you in some way culpable for his actions?
I'm not saying that.
No, I guess you're not.
No, I'm not saying they're culpable for his actions. Just that, there's another argument to it. I'm not sure which one is the right
one.
Some
service, like live. Is it liveleak.com or something? Some service will host this video.
Yes, they will.
So
they might even make money on it, which, of course, is another objection, right? Like, should they be monetizing the murder stream?
I get it. And
is World of Warcraft going to have an ad running in front of the murder stream?
Well, I'm just saying, you can't stop this stuff.
No, you can't. They couldn't. They didn't.
The other side of it is, what do you do when somebody has banned video? Banned video exists.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, let your minds wander. There's all kinds of banned video out there. What do you do? How do you attempt to hunt this stuff down? You create whole policing agencies intended to hunt down people who are posting video on the Internet.
Well, it's not illegal to post it in the United States, but in some places in the world it is. So, like,
it's
in New Zealand.
To post video. Yeah.
So, like in New Zealand, where they actually have video censors, there are government censors who decide whether or not a movie or a music act or whatever gets to have their product out there. They were going after people with criminal charges when that lunatic shot up the mosques earlier this year. They came after the people who were posting the video online with criminal charges, if they were in New Zealand.
Right, and you can say it's antisocial behavior to post this stuff, but really, what's the point? How is society benefited by throwing somebody in prison who otherwise is a productive member of society because they believe
in
freedom?
Well, you presume. I mean, it may just be somebody who's sitting in his mom's basement.
At that point, they're free. So they have every right to be free up to that point, and then they post a video, and that's the problem? That's how we're going to cull the useless people in the world in?
Oh, I'm not advocating for
it. I'm just saying. Like, it's not exactly a fine-tooth comb that we're using to solve our societal problems. If it's like, you put a video we don't like up.
I do tend to agree with your side of this, Mark, and that is that I think that these videos should be accessible. And that's the reason why we commented on the ISIS videos back when those were coming out regularly with the horrifying, killings that they were doing on video, where I took time to try to hunt those things down. And they were not easy to find, but I was able to find most of them. And we would play some of the audio and comment on it, because I think there is some value in being able to access this information. There should be a warning, for people that are about to watch this. Like, hey, this isn't fantasy violence you're about to tune into. This is the real thing, and it's pretty horrifying.
Whenever they try to hide things, like think about the Osama bin Laden, not execution, I mean the disposal of Osama bin Laden's body.
Right?
So instead of bringing back one of the 10 most wanted people on the FBI's most wanted list and displaying the body so that people could say, this is Osama bin Laden or whatever, right?
Right.
Then instead, they create all these conspiracy theories surrounding.
They jettisoned him at sea, didn't they?
They jettisoned him at sea. There's no body. No one can say that it actually happened or anything like that. Instead of Jeffrey Epstein's body being, put on public display where we can say that this person who's accused of these horrible things and convicted of some horrible things is, in fact dead, you have every conspiracy theory imaginable. Mm. Every time they close the fist of secrecy, the story shoots out between their fingers. And that's why I don't think you should do it. We're not that kind of animal. As humans, we're curious, we want to know, and when you're like, shh, try to silence a story, It just goes Streisand.
Yep, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can weigh in here. Should Twitch and these other platforms, YouTube, Facebook, should they be taking down the profiles and videos of these mad killers? It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You're invited. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And also, want to make sure that you know not just about Bitcoin in general, but how to accept it. How to accept cryptocurrencies at your point of sale. You can do that by going to helpmetakebitcoin.com. And that is where the good folks over at AnyPay will help you step by step. And it is pretty easy. It's actually shockingly simple.
That's their whole purpose, is to make it easier for businesses to accept cryptocurrencies.
Exactly. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. You can accept cryptos like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Dash at your point of sale, and you can do it for free. You don't have to pay some ridiculous cost in order to set this stuff up, like you do in a lot of cases with credit card acceptance. Every sale, you keep 100% of the sale. It's pretty awesome. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts. More about the shooter in Germany streamed his killings live on Twitch and how the industry responds to these things. But first, Jerry is on the line with us listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hi, guys. This is kind of parallel, actually, to what you're talking about. But I was a newspaper photographer back in the 70s. And right up until the late 70s, if there was a murder or, you know, something happened that might be a little distasteful, we could still take photographs of it and publish it. You may recall, you may not be old enough, I don't know, the Enquirer magazine of the 60s was a magazine just full of murders from cover to back of people, and not only murders, but people just dying in horrible ways, run over by trains, and all kinds of things like that.
Yes.
And it was a very, very popular magazine. My uncle used to get it religiously. And people want to see things that they wouldn't ordinarily see. And when I was a newspaper photographer, we were still posting pictures, not of people run over by trains, but, you know, if there was a murder publicly or whatever, we'd take pictures of it. But then, sometime toward the late 70s, especially when we start running color, they forced us to Photoshop out any excessive blood.
In the 70s?
Yeah, late 70s, early 80s.
How do you – you didn't have Photoshop back then,
well,
so what sort of techniques?
Well, I'm calling it Photoshop, but we had a way to do it back then.
Wow. Okay. So,
and
the old photos in black and white times could show the blood because it wasn't red, but then all of a sudden when it was actually red,
color,
they made you take it out.
Right. And the other thing is, I'm a historian, and so I'm constantly in the archives going back to 1914. And they would publish, let's say, suicides in full detail back in the day because, you know, you lived, you died, that was it. Everybody, you know, had a handle on things. Women still went out and, you know, choked chickens and chopped them up for dinner. Nobody would kill an animal, but they'll go to the store as long as it's in a nice, bright, white package and eat whatever meat they want.
Eat the cadaver, right.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's so funny how we've turned our country into a bunch of mamby-pambies. We don't mind reading about, you know, these murders and,
right,
and these kind of things. We just don't want to see it.
But there's also a double standard in the case of, like, Twitch, for instance, which is this video game streaming platform for the most part. I mean, we stream there, too. So, like, there's some other stuff. But probably 95% of their streams is video game streams. Which means that 95% of their streams, with the exception of the occasional puzzle game, right, you're talking about murder.
Mm-hmm.
In most of these games, whether you're killing beasts or other human beings, you're killing some sort of graphical representation of another living thing. And those graphical representations over all the decades of video games have gotten more and more and more and more realistic, to the point where it's getting hard to tell the difference. You can still tell the difference, but the motion of these characters in these games starting to look very realistic.
Well,
and
movies go down that same path. You have the most graphic murders in the movies. And you know, everyone is fine with that. Look at the Goodfellas. Look at Casino. People love that stuff.
Right.
But for some reason, if they think it's for real, they simply won't tolerate it. A lot of people won't.
When I was in Mexico this year, I was in Acapulco, and their newspapers have some very graphic pictures. Plenty of murders going on in Guerrero, mm-hmm. and they have some very graphic pictures of it. So,
it was pointed out by our hosts who we were hanging out with there that that's pretty common down there, that
right.
they don't shy away from showing what it's really like.
So, I mean, it seems to be more an American phenomenon mm-hmm. than it is, worldwide.
Well, absolutely right. I mean, even in Europe, it doesn't bother them to see reality as much as it bothers us over here in America, because this last two or three generations, they just can't take it anymore. You know, it might hurt their feelings. So
Great points. It's
a shame, though. It's a shame that the newspapers and the media has to go that far to leave out details and sometimes important information about what actually happened.
I agree completely with you, Jerry. Thank you for the call tonight. I really appreciate the expertise. newspaper photographer for a long time, who would know better about policies like that? So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So discussing this shooter in Germany who streamed his killings live on the Twitch game streaming platform. Twitch took down the video as soon as they were made aware of it, which was about a half an hour after. Apparently the video itself was 35 minutes, so he streamed for 35 minutes, and then they took another 30 minutes or so before somebody finally sent the report to them. They then reviewed the footage and pulled it down. They said further, quote, "The video was not surfaced in any recommendations or directories. Instead, our investigation suggests that people were coordinating and sharing the video via online messaging services." The company said further, "Once the video was removed, we shared the hash with an industry consortium to help prevent the proliferation of its content." Do you understand what that means?
No.
So there's a group of probably major video streamers, right? So Twitch, YouTube, whoever else. They have a group, this industry consortium, where if there's an unwanted video like this one, they will share the hash. Now, a hash is a mathematical extraction or boiling down, basically, of a digital file that takes all of that file under consideration and says, here's a short representation of
fingerprint.
Yeah, of this file. They share that hash. That way they don't have to share the whole file. They share the hash.
What if I take this video and I put a chyron below it?
It would change the hash.
Yucky killings going on here.
Correct.
And then that changes the hash completely?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, they would have to somehow.
A chyron is that label that goes below.
The lower third, as they call it.
When you're getting lied to on the mainstream media, the guy's name there, that's the chyron.
Yeah. Lower third is another term for that. But anyway, so they share the hash, and then YouTube has the hash, or whoever else is in this consortium, I presume YouTube. YouTube has the hash, so if somebody tries to upload that video to YouTube, it'll automatically get knocked out. It won't even make it to air, if you will. So 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts here. Should there be this kind of censorship, this crackdown on offensive content, violent actual violent content? Of course, all the while, there's people being decapitated, virtually on Twitch. All kinds of just types of murders are going on
in these
video games. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. In New Orleans, they're searching for two missing people who may be trapped in the sudden collapse of a hotel that was under construction. Fire Chief Tim McConnell.
We have one confirmed fatality. We have two people who we are unable to locate. Based on our investigation and talking to people who were in the building at the time and working with them, we believe we know where they are.
Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal attorney, is being investigated by federal prosecutors, according to the New York Times. The probe is looking to see if Giuliani's involvement with Ukraine violated federal lobbying laws. In a statement, Giuliani says, "No, he is not aware of the investigation. Nothing but leaks, which has to tell you whether or not they're investigating. It's a political attack. Otherwise, why leak it?" This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old?" I said, "Balance of Nature." If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you should get over to liberty.menu. Maybe you have a thing you do, like a business, or maybe you do a show, like you create digital content of some sort. Perhaps you are organizing an event that you'd like people to know about and attend. Well, get on over to liberty.menu where you can list all of the things that you're doing, put them on the map there, and then maybe you'll get some new customers. Maybe you'll get some new listeners or viewers or whatever. Liberty.menu, it's a free resource for people who care about freedom. It's free to list as many things as that you've got going on. So if you want to upgrade, there are some upgrades available. You can pay for those, but it's not very expensive. And it's a great site. It looks good, it's easy to use, and it's free over at liberty.menu. All right, so we're talking about this crackdown on video that is violent, offensive, violent video filmed by, in this case, the most recent case, the shooter in Germany this week. Footage was originally available on Twitch. It was live streamed there. Twitch eventually took it down. They then shared the hash of the video with industry peers, and so that way it'll be blocked on a variety of different platforms. This is the standard way of operating for these companies at this point is, well, real violence, must block it. Got to keep it off the platform, even though there's all kinds of offensive things on the platform. But the real violence, they want that gone. And I do agree with you, Mark, that I think that's unfortunate, because even though the argument, and I get it, the argument on the other side is that these people want attention, they should not be given the thing that they want when they're killing these people. And so I get, and I think there's a strong argument for that. So I don't think those people arguing that are necessarily wrong. I just stand on the side of let it be there so people who do want to see it don't have to go and, you know, try to find it, as, you know, it takes 10 hours to pull this thing up.
I don't have any good solutions for any of these platforms. I'm just saying that it's, you know, there's real problems with censorship. And the only censorship that really sort of that is very effective at all is sort of making things illegal, and that has all kinds of problems too.
Well, thankfully, there are some platforms that are not interested in censoring content, and Library is one of them. LBRY.com is where you can go to learn about a decentralized, blockchain-based video streaming, or not streaming, but video storage or distribution platform. I'm a huge fan of Library.
Yeah.
The Free Talk Live archives are available through Library. In fact, I think you can go to ftl.speech, S-P-E-E-C, you know, S-P-E-E.ch, I believe is what it is. Let me double check that here. Yeah. So if you go to ftl.speech, you can see our archives are there for you. And you can, you know, watch and or listen to them that way. So if YouTube, for instance, decides they want to take down one of our episodes, still on Library.
Which they have before.
Yep. And they can't do anything about that. So be sure you check out Library if you are in favor of freedom of speech, if you are in favor of the ability to access video, even offensive video. I think that is one of the most useful tools that we've got out there at the moment. So definitely check them out, lbry.com. All right, so our number here is 855-450-FREE. Coming up in just under an hour, we will be on Twitch. We're on Twitch right now, but we're going to be exclusively on our video streaming platforms for an after show here tonight over at 10:30 Eastern Time. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm to follow us there, or dlive.lrn.fm. Meanwhile, let's change gears here. I do have a story that is related to the largest ICO. Now, what is an ICO?
Initial coin offering.
Mm-hmm.
So this is when cryptocurrency, one of the cryptocurrency crazes was called the ICO craze.
Mm-hmm.
And this is basically the ability to own a stock without it being a stock or something like that. You know, there's no SEC involved here.
The SEC, in fact, is who we're going to talk about here. The United States Securities and Exchange Commission has announced, this according to Cointelegraph.com, that Telegram, which is a messaging app, it's a fairly popular messaging app worldwide. I don't know how popular it is in the United States, but I use it a lot. We use it a lot here in Keene, New Hampshire, within the activist community. It's a great app. And the forthcoming token that Telegram is going to issue constitute an unregistered digital token offering. According to their press release, the SEC has filed an emergency action and restraining order against Telegram and the Telegram Open Network, aka TUN, in a complaint filed with Federal District Court in Manhattan. The full complaint alleges that Telegram and TUN did not register their sale of their Gram tokens, which the SEC considers to be securities. Because the Securities Act of 1933 requires that all securities be registered with the SEC, the agency considers the sale of Gram tokens as unlawful. And so they are going after Telegram in court and basically asking a judge to stop Telegram from offering its token, from going ahead with what has been one of the most popular pre-sold kind of token sales thing. So what they do is these companies will say, we've got this great idea. You can give us some cryptocurrency. We'll give you these tokens in return for cryptocurrency. And then maybe the tokens will go up in value if our great idea works out. That's kind of the pitch.
That's the pitch.
Right? There's been a lot of scams. There's been a lot of fly-by-night operations. Telegram has a long history. They've been around for a while. I mean, odds are this isn't a scam on the part of Telegram, but it isn't legal, according to the SEC. Now, I actually have, thanks to Cointelegraph, the actual complaint by the SEC. And I thought it was worth sharing some of this because, boy, are they pissed. These government goons are really mad about these Telegram tokens. And
a messaging platform has some little digital tokens, and we're upset.
Well, they raised like over $1 billion worth of cryptocurrency. So this was the largest ever pre-sale. I didn't get any of it. I didn't hear about it. Yeah, I didn't know enough about it. Anyway, so they're bringing this emergency action in court and to stop the defendants from continuing their ongoing illegal offering of digital asset securities called grams. This offering is occurring in violation of the registration provisions of federal securities laws. Defendants have committed to flood U.S. capital markets with billions of grams by October 31st, 2019, and may do so as early as next week. Unless enjoined, defendants will go forward without filing a registration statement for the grams, as they're required to do under the Securities Act of 1933. Well, wait a minute. How is it that the Securities Act of 1933, an act passed by the United States federal government, could require people who don't live in the United States to do a thing?
It's curious. I think Telegram was created by Russians, wasn't it?
Let me skip ahead to who it is they're naming as defendants. The individuals, so the company is Telegram Group Incorporated, is a privately owned, this is from the indictment here, or the motion, a privately owned British Virgin Islands company with as its principal place of business Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Its primary product is Messenger, an encrypted messaging system or application with approximately 300 million monthly users worldwide that has been called the, quote, cryptocurrency world's preferred messaging app, unquote. They're also going after Tun Issuer Incorporated, a British Virgin Islands company wholly owned by Telegram Group Incorporated, with its principal place of business in Tortola. I don't even know where that is, but it sounds like an island.
It's an island.
Then they're going after related individuals, including Pavel Durov, age 35, a Russian, and a St. Kitts and Nevis citizen. And the co-founder, 100% owner, and CEO of Telegram Group Incorporated. In 2006, he founded a website called VKontakte, or VK, a social networking site similar to Facebook that later became the largest Europe-based social network. Pavel is a self-described, quote, outspoken libertarian, unquote, who, quote, published free market manifestos urging the Russian government to deregulate, unquote, the economy. So they're going after one of the most effective libertarian communicators out there. There's more coming up.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. In the remaining moments, we got time for you at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or call in on our Discord lines over at discord.lrn.fm. That is, if you want to sound great, like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, want to say thank you to Sky, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier, meaning that Sky contributes $10 a month to our AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Idea is a simple one. If you like what we do here, talking about the ideas of freedom and peace and liberty and cryptocurrency nightly, pretty much here on Free Talk Live, 7 days a week, you can help us by becoming an amplifier and help us get on more radio stations across the United States. We're on over 200 stations now, and most of that's because of listeners like you getting behind the show for $5 a month. Now, Sky's doing 10, but all we ask for is 5, and so we really appreciate, obviously, people that want to do more. That's cool, but you don't have to. $5 would be awesome. You'll get some cool perks like access to the supporters chat rooms on our Discord. There's also still the Amplifier group on Facebook as well, and a few other perks. You can get the list of those and learn more about the AMP program and sign up with PayPal or credit card or Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, has targeted a messaging app called Telegram because they are running a fundraiser. They're trying to sell what they're calling Gram tokens. I guess they already sold the Gram tokens. There was like a pre-sale kind of fundraiser thing that went on last year or earlier this year or something like that. But what they're going to do is on October 31st, they're going to let the tokens out. So for some reason, they've not done that part yet. They've, like, taken money in and, I guess, handed out IOUs, but you can't actually trade these things yet. There's no market for these tokens yet. On the 31st, there's expected to become that market, and that's why the SEC's all a tizzy in this filing at federal court. They're like, this is the actual excerpt here from their from page one. Defendants have committed to flood the U.S. capital markets with billions of grams by October 31st.
And what is the U.S. capital market?
Places where people spend money?
I mean, so a Telegram user is a person who's talking on the internet, and then these grams would be something presumably you can use on the app.
Yeah.
And that means
they'll have value, some amount.
The guy who's put this all together, the sole owner of Telegram,
Pavel Durov,
has no relationship to the United States.
Correct.
He's like a Russian citizen, or was a former Russian citizen that now is the citizen of St. Kitts and Nevis, has a corporation out of where Turks and Caicos or something. I mean, just a bunch of not U.S. stuff. And the SEC is worried that somehow the dollar is going to be affected by
this. No. They're worried about the consumer. Let me continue.
Okay.
Here's what they say. This is, again, still paragraph one. In other words, defendants plan to sell billions of securities that will quickly come to rest in the hands of U.S. investors without providing those investors important information about their business operations, financial condition, risk factors, and management. See, they didn't go through the official channels, through the United States government's SEC requirements, where we require them to have A, B, C, and D, and they're not doing what we said that they ought to do because we're the SEC and we should control the whole world, and every company who ever wants to offer something for sale, we should be able to decide that. That's what these people are saying.
Right, and outside of the U.S. Marketplace, which obviously, you know, this is a specious, crazy claim, but I remind everyone that the SEC approved Enron. Approved all these, pink sheets, penny stocks, every SNL that failed, you know, all this stuff, every junk bond offered by the SEC. this is some really lame stuff here, where it's like, you know, it's the pimp screaming that there's there's syphilitic hookers doing business on the corner that I have not approved and I do not get a cut.
The ranting continues. Telegram's illegal offering. The offering had an initial stage which took place between January and March of 2018. During this stage, Telegram raised approximately $1.7 billion, the most ever of any of these ICO things that they've done. Over the last couple of years, from sales of approximately 2.9 billion grams to 171 purchasers. That's not a lot. A large portion of this capital came from U.S. investors. Telegram sold more than 1 billion grams to 39 U.S. purchasers, raising $424 million from the U.S. market. Telegram is using the proceeds of this initial offering to capitalize its business and finance the creation of its blockchain, which they're calling the Telegram Open Network, a.k.a. TON blockchain. Grams are securities, they say, because the initial purchasers and subsequent investors expect to profit from Telegram's work, the development of a TON ecosystem, integration with Messenger, and implementation of the new TON blockchain. Grams are not a currency because, among other things, there are not any products or services that can be purchased with grams. Well, at least not yet, because the grams aren't on the market. So how could you purchase something with a thing that doesn't exist yet? Rather, there's an expectation on the part of investors that they will profit if Telegram builds out the functionalities it has promised. Point 4. Telegram committed to deliver grams to the initial purchases in conjunction with the launch of the blockchain by no later than October 31st, 2019, and it plans to sell millions of additional grams at the same time. As of October 11th, 2019, Telegram has not filed a registration statement with the SEC for this planned offering of securities. Once Telegram delivers the grams to the initial purchasers, they'll be able to resell billions of grams on the open market to the investing public. Telegram and or its affiliates will facilitate these sales on digital asset trading platforms. Once these sales occur, Telegram will have completed its unregistered offering with billions of grams trading on multiple platforms to a dispersed group of investors, and we can't do anything about it!
Yeah, that's really what they're doing. There's the complaining, right? As though the SEC is going to do anything about it.
Well, they filed in court.
Well, no. I mean, when somebody has a crappy offering out there, the SEC isn't doing anything about it. I mean, all they're doing is complaining that somebody doesn't want to play in their sandbox.
Right.
But this isn't a U.S. company.
No.
They're not doing business in the U.S. because somebody in the United States decided to download their application and perhaps invest in their system. That's not the United States' business. That belongs, if anything, in the jurisdiction of some other location. So pipe down, SEC. This is none of your business.
Well, and I'm hoping...
Go about doing your business, because all your business has sucked up to this point. You're terrible at your job, Security and Exchange Commission. So go ahead and do your job and shut up and leave people alone that aren't your business.
Unless enjoined, Telegram's completion of the offering will allow it to have circumvented the Securities Act's registration requirements, leaving U.S.
This
investors...
is a law from 1934?
Yeah, 33.
Yeah, right. This has nothing to do with a digital organization, a business doing a business online, offering a digital commodity or whatever it is they're doing. This is absolute, this is crazy. This isn't this law.
Stock market will leave U.S. investors to buy and sell grams without the vital
information. That's what they want to do, then let them do it. U.S. investors are doing all kinds of things without the SEC being involved. If they want the protection of the SEC, crap good that thing is, then they can go ahead and invest in investments that the SEC has approved. And they can take their risks there.
Once grams reach the public markets, it will be virtually impossible to unwind the offering, given that many purchasers' identities will be shrouded in secrecy, and given the variety of unregulated markets where grams may be sold, including platforms that promise anonymity and encryption capability to mask transactions. Oh, please, courts, stop this from happening.
How can the courts stop it?
They
can. If this guy wants to release this, he just releases it.
Well, and that's what's interesting about this.
And then the courts send out some order to go get some guy, who's in some foreign country, had no business with the SEC, and the United States is doing more international crap it shouldn't be.
So
remember when the George... Bush Sr. bombed a civilian population in Panama to go kidnap one of his puppet dictators that wasn't following rules? I mean, come on, America. Do you never learn?
So here's the interesting thing beyond the breathless freaking out of the SEC here is how the media has taken this news. Almost all of the headlines talk about, I'll just give them to you. Telegram must halt sale of its crypto token due to an SEC emergency restraining order. From The Verge, Cointelegraph, who should know better, U.S. SEC halts ton launch over 1.7 billion ICO. Highest level action yet. Reuters, U.S. SEC halts Telegram's 1.7 billion digital token offering. Halt this, halt that. As far as I can tell, they haven't halted jack squat here.
They've written a breathless court filing.
Yeah, they filed something in court in a jurisdiction that should have no jurisdiction over the people and the companies involved in this. Now, I haven't seen any official response from Telegram yet, but I sure hope it's to laugh and continue with their plan and release these grams on October 31st. I want to get some. I don't know if it's legal to do that in the
United
States.
Suddenly I want them.
But yeah, I want a piece of this action. So anyway, tomorrow night you can join us for more Free Talk Live online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. And you can join us in about 30 minutes over at twitch.lrn.fm for our Freer Talk Live after show. We'll see you then.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.